About a year ago, I visited the Oregon coast during a rainstorm that dumped 18 inches in Tillamook County. It caused flooding and landslides, and it left small streams looking like chocolate milk.
And if there was a slide that slid out, it probably washed the debris and rocks down in the creek, which happens every time we have high waters.
Ken Christensen needed an excavator to clear all the rocks and dirt out of Jetty Creek, which is the main source of water for the town of Rockaway Beach. Storms like that one last year are exactly why Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality created a source water protection report for coastal communities. Cherie Stewart is DEQ's drinking water protection coordinator.
There are more intense storms in the last few years, so what we've seen is an increase in a lot of turbidity and sediments.
Turbidity. That's the technical term for the sediment and debris in the creek. Turbid water can carry harmful bacteria, and trying to disinfect water that's too turbid can create new, harmful chemicals. Rockaway Beach, a town on the North Oregon coast, has struggled with this for years. And there's another factor in Rockaway, clear-cut logging. Jetty Creek flows through private industrial forest, and about 80% of that forest is now bald from logging. Forest loss like that can exacerbate the effects of heavy rainstorms. It can make steep slopes more prone to landslides and sediment runoff, according to water quality experts. And Rockaway Beach isn't the only town in this situation. Again, here's Cherie Stewart from DEQ.
Out at the coast, a lot of those watersheds have forest, industrial, private land.
40% of the water systems on the coast come from streams and rivers that flow through forests like these, owned by private companies that log extensively. And more than half of the water systems on the coast have known problems with turbidity or disinfecting their water. DEQ's report included these stats. The timber industry didn't like that. Neither did the Department of Forestry, which regulates the timber industry. They heaped piles of criticism on DEQ. They raised the alarm with coastal legislators. Ultimately, DEQ scrapped the report. 18 months later, it still hasn't finished it and doesn't plan to publish it. Nina Bell said she's seen this before.
That's not a surprise. It doesn't make it right. In fact, it's just flat out wrong for the Department of Forestry to be only advocating for landowners who stand to gain money by cutting down trees.
Bell, of Northwest Environmental Advocates, has been filing lawsuits over coastal water quality for years.
It's unfortunately part of a pattern in which the Department of Forestry has bullied DEQ.
Public records obtained by Earthfix show industry groups told DEQ's director it was, quote, alarming that the agency would facilitate prohibitions on logging in coastal watersheds. They also said that kind of action was typically done by, quote, fringe elements. I contacted two industry groups, Oregonians for Food and Shelter and the Oregon Forest Industry Council. Neither granted an interview. Records also show that Peter Doherty, now the state's forester, sent comments to DEQ questioning both the science and the purpose of its report. Forestry officials suggested DEQ remove language about the connection between timber harvests and landslides or sediment in streams. They said the report needed to be reworded so that it didn't imply the state's forest laws were too weak to protect clean water. Here's Doherty.
I don't believe that there's any scientific evidence that forest practices are directly related to some indications of potential increased turbidity in those systems.
Doherty said it looked like DEQ was responding to citizen concerns without doing thorough, unbiased science.
Partners do very critical, and I mean critical, review of each other's work. We see that as a way to improve our partnership and come to a common understanding about the science.
DEQ staff said they stood by the science in their report, but they did acknowledge it had the appearance of bias because it focused so much on private forests. The agency instead made individual plans for each water system. Those are single case reports that won't produce a bigger picture look at what may be a pattern for communities whose drinking water comes from heavily logged watersheds. The Department of Forestry and timber industry groups supported that shift in focus. I'm Tony Schick, reporting.